This is the Divine Assembly. You are who God calls you. You are truly who God calls you. You are. Hola to la polera. La palabra sotala boza pa de de. There are discoveries. I heard the word talents. It ought to be gift of the spirit, but I heard the word talents right now. Talents. That would mean, even in other things, the Lord is blessing you. He's blessing you with mental resources. He's blessing you right now. He's blessing you with talents. With talents. The Lord is blessing you right now with talents. That's for somebody right now. Carlos, take a pala, baza, pala, maza, pala. Mate, kote. Jelly, rose, pola, raste. Hey, guy, you are like an overhead tank. You flow by gravity. You flow by gravity. When man demands from you, you flow. You don't need a pump. Just like an overhead tank. By gravity, you flow. Knowledge has set you far above. You far above your potent peers. So by gravity, you flow. When they touch you, you flow. You flow to them. You eat them hard. You give it to them. You flow just by gravity. It means with ease. You have been set above. So you flow. We have been set above, so we flow. We set above, so we flow. We have been set above, so we flow. Kata the boss, we have been set above, so we flow. We eat men. Blessing man, it's our duty, preaching the gospel is our work. Blessing man, it's what we find is to do. Preaching to the lost is our work. Why? Because we have been set above, so we flow. Yeah, we have been set above, so we flow. Yeah, we have been set above, so we flow. Unstoppable. We have been set above, so we flow. Yeah. Truly, yeah. You're unstoppable. You in the commission is unstoppable. Unstoppable. You have been called. Unstoppable. Is your call. Unstoppable. You have been called. Unstoppable. Is your call. Oh, glory. Nothing can possibly stop you.
Nothing can stop
you. So just flow.
We flow.
Unstoppable. It's your call. Because we have been set above, so we flow. Yeah, we have been set above, so we flow. Yeah, quit condemnation is not good for you. You quiz that timidity is not good for you. It's not good for you. Not good for your audience. You have been set above, so just flow. Sing with me.
We have been set above, so we flow.
Yeah.
We have been set above, so we flow.
God of all grace is at work within you. God of all power at work within you. So dig down into your spirit and just flow. Don't live your life like a carnal man, so just flow. You are no more Nashara. Quit living as one. It's just too late to go back to where you are from. Because right now, yeah,
you have been set above, so you flow.
Yeah,
you have been set above, so we flow.
Lord Jesus. Vadadade, Rosi Valada, Tante Kota Rose Vodada, Malakate Lo Malazede, Vodada. Oh, Jude. Don't abase in the gift of the Spirit. That is not the humility you are called in. Don't get abyss in the gifts of the Spirit. There is nothing called too much in the gift of God. We tell you,
you have been set above, so just flow.
Yeah,
you have been set above, so flow.
Makeke rosi bala mandele, shetele boli ke di bada, rali ke to la ke to li bola dade, zeboli ro, mande gada, lade. Stop looking at the silver. Quit the gaze on gold. Focus on such that you have. Leave the silver, leave the gold. You've got something more that the world needs. And such that you have, with it just flow. Just flow to your world. They don't need your silver or gold. It's what God has put in you that they were looking for. So quit the competition. Quit that rat race. And start fulfilling your destiny in God. In Christ, yeah,
you have been set above, so
just flow. Yeah,
you have been set above, so we flow.
Tate, kota, broadly, broadly, tate. Lama, 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 so we flow.
You have been set.
There are signals from everywhere. Signals eating you. Words eating you. Signals, promptings, dynamics. Eating you, eating you, eating you. Left, right, center. signals of the Spirit. I think this is for somebody on the live stream. Learn fast. Because your father's work will soon be transferred to you. Your father's work will soon be given to you. So learn fast. Learn fast. Knowledge is your catcher. Is your catcher. The things of the Spirit is your playground. So learn fast. Work is coming. Daddy's work is coming. He will give it to you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I saw the word rescue. 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 Somebody is coming out right now to complete that word. Rescue. Bro, see, where's the other microphone? Rescue. 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 Somebody is coming out right now to expand on that. Who would that be? Rescue. 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 Lady. Rescue. 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 Rescue is with you. Who? Rescue. Who? Rescue. 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 Come out, you Gerard. Sir, go ahead.
Yeah. As Pastor was saying, that rescue, what I saw is that person would, it's more like deliver people from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Is that by the preaching of the gospel, you begin to deliver men, you deliver men, you deliver men, translating them from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light of his dear son.
Kiloji, Gerard. Rescue.
Rescue. Stop looking around. It's already given to you. It's already given to you. You already have it. Stop looking around for it. It's already given to you. You are in it already. You are rescued already.
He's already with you. Come out. Rescue.
Oh, we have been set above, so we flow.
Why we said rescue, I saw in the spirit men that are equipped with the word. They carry the word, they carry the message, and God is telling them to spread out. He's saying, don't just restrict yourself. Don't just choke a particular location. He says, spread out. Go to the uttermost part of the earth and fill the earth with the knowledge of God. Rescue them with the word. Rescue them with the message. When they see the light, they will come. They will come. They will embrace the word. Their heart is already prepared. Just go. Go with the message. Go with the message. Go with the message and bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in.
Glory.
Yede, raste, vate, kota lovatate, shate kovale rodade.
With the testimony of God. That's your tool. The testimony of God. What God has said about his son. The testimony of God. You rescue men with the testimony of God. With what God has said about his son. With the testimony of God. Oh, Balate Rosivo Liro Catata. Yeto Liro Zivile Cozita. La Posta Gapala Malamalamazonda. Andrew, we pray for you wherever you are. Your mind is conditioned. You don't think like a man without Christ. You don't think like a man without hope. You don't think like a man without future. So you embrace your future, your destiny with God. So we pray for you right now. Abalate. Lepo. Rakestaga palamazenta. Jevila zevoli raze. Steke palamaze polata. Kati palamo zopale rozo palama abashete malimo ze palerande gande. Lepo lato raso pakata late. Stapantike. Stakapata. Stakepita. Kapatita. Kotapata. La palarozo polirazi polamasheta. Kepoli moze polirase. Abilities. We see much more. Abilities. Oh, with the abilities of God, so we flow. With the strength of God, we flow. We have been set above, so we flow. Looking at you, they will know you are a different minister. Just looking at you. Looking at you. Your difference will be on your head. They will know you are different. They will know you are unique. They will know you are separate. They will know you are not like everybody. Just looking at you, they will know. Understand? Looking at you. Oh. You flow. They will call you a central distributor of power. central distributor. Like, they will say, that's the man. It will be said of you. Who's that? Who's that? Kate Vasta, Vala Pastekapa, Vatike Prosteke, Patekapa, Mapola, Mala, 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 Mozapala, Bala, Mozapala, Rasa, Padaka, Tidada, Zopala, Rasteke, Pola, Mala, Mala, Mozapala, Mala, Mala, Rasa, Demaka, Pa, 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 Mateke, Posa, Tikapala, Mazata, Marazapa, Pa, 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 Mala, Mozota, Manimo, Zotale, Razetala, Makati, Zateka, Pala, Mala, Mala, Makata, Mala, Mala, Zipoli, Razepola, Makata, Tala, come here, Mala, Mozapala, Razapala, Mazapa, Hateke, Tita, Tata, Bala, 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 Mazapala, Raza, Yama. Former beats. So we almost come back to your minister. My minister says thank you, because that's who you are. I know the drummer in Jesus' name. I rebook that calling, I rebook that charisma, a minister. So, like, now there's difference. Like, that is what is called edification. We can trust me, we can have all the instruments, a saxophone, everything here. But everybody, because the minister, the one that is playing, knows that priority of words. So you will never allow both your speed, your momentum, your nothing to overshadow that word. That is the issue with most of our high life world, everything. So once the attention is on beat, there is no Jesus there. Because, you know, we are men, right? So, and there are things that we easily just catch you. The word we don't want to, it may not be the word, but things flow, stuff, reading, before you know people, before you know it, where is the book? He has disappeared, Abi. Tola, you have done, start doing like this at the back. Praise God. So you know how to set people up. You have the same thing, but you know how to use them. You know how to use them. I pray we should have someone that can play bass guitar so that you can have the bass and everything. But still, everything will just be to cause the minister to what? To flow. They will not be the flow, they will be for the man to flow. So go and reproduce that in all your churches. Okay? Go there, go and tell them, go and teach the instrumentalists that you are not the king, you are not the focal point in Christian songs. Who are you? Just support the guy. It will be difficult, I'm not saying impossible, for me for us to have gone over that 40 minutes in just songs, rhythm, without these two guys. Praise God. Say, I'm smart. Say, I'm a smart minister.
Say, I am intelligent. But then, since you just going, you're not, okay, out of all these people, this guy is not giving priority to the world. You kill that one. I remember when I was operating a big musical concert for big churches. The funny one I usually do then is, if you now start preaching rubbish as a preacher, I will just mount the main speaker. In the middle of that, I will mount the main speaker, but you'll be hearing yourself. People, they are not hearing you again. No, and I'm in the engine room, so just, what is this now? So you will still be shouting, bouncing. You will know that they are not hearing. I saw that, okay, I think I'm really fighting against this really rebellion gone far. They have to quit. Amen. Praise God. Because if you are there, you are still setting engine for them, you are a partner in crime. Am I lying? It's not a lie. It's just it's straight. It's not indirectly. It's directly. You are helping the message now, are you not? At times, I know a minister that is coming to preach, and I will have to go and give him the microphone. And you know, man of God, it won't be the other microphone, the special one that I've. And as I'm going to give, my mind will be pricking me that I'm going to give the mind to the devil. Is that not what is in Matthew 16? Huh? Peter just yanted rubbish. Say, get behind me, Satan. It's not because of him. It's words. It's the words. It's what you are saying. That is what qualifies. That is what makes us talk to you like that. It's not you. It's not you are a nice guy. That church I'm ferocious on in Lagos. Trust me, if I had like a 2 weeks break or that, I would just go and attend a seminar. Just for me, perhaps I will now know how to organize myself. You know, see me now. You understand? Thank God for a loving wife that is doing her best. Praise God. I would just like to go to know how to organize myself. So I would just like to go know how to, but please, to do it in the name of God. To do that in the name of the church will be to substitute what? Brass for gold. So is it clear now? That is why. It's not them. I don't have a personal beef. I'm not hiring somebody's wife. I'm not hiring somebody's car or somebody's congregation. At times I look at you and say, these people are just too much. What? These people are just too much. Why? Are they learning the word? Let me just have two. So I will be drilling. And after 2 years, find another two. Seller. But it will pay off. So it's not congregation we are. It's not. Some people are thinking we are jealous in some people. No, for Christ's sake. By now, because them too, they are so kind. Once they now see somebody, you now have a car. The promotion will just come from above. It will just come. You just land your knocking on you. You have pastor from there to youth pastor. So we left things to come here. No. We left him. This man should have been the Aladura worldwide right now or something. Remember Aladura? Primate. No, do you want this one? Half cap. But we just have to, we rather obey God. Because trust me, number one, if you say, but I can be there, be changing there, number one, you won't be growing. How can you understanding Genesis in that place? So you will think that, yes, I know, at least I know redemption. You think that is the end. You see the struggling with 1 John 1:9. I've taught that in over, it's not only the fourth time now. In the just 10, 11 series of salvation, first time. We have to see it again. And then they now throw evil things to you. Just say, don't worry, I surrender. I'm not a word man again. Praise God. So that is why you will, if you don't live, you will not be better. And you will think that is that something will be wishing to you at the time, but you are dear. I'm almost there. I'm already. So why is Pastor Nika still studying Bible? If he's there, then they will be vexing you. Because two things. If you are not being vexed, that means you are not convinced. And if you are being vexed, you will, if you mistakenly enter church sick, you won't be healed. Hope you know. The healing will not come because you are against the spirit of the place. And if there is another man that is in tune with their rubbish, somehow the connection will just come, that one will be healed. You will come to church with a boil, you return with a going away. They don't sell out. Nobody has boil here. So that is why you just, it's not, you, everybody rebelled. You have not rebelled. Let me see your hand. You have not rebelled. Let me see your hand. You rebelled, yeah? But I rebelled you legally. That's all. That was the point. I just married to rebel you out of kingdom of darkness. So that was the point. Huh? That was the point. Say we would rather obey God. Amen. We love them. I can analyze for you all the sound setup of Redemption Camp. They use the best speakers, best amplifiers in the world. I'm not saying they have the best engineers. That's why they are not able to reproduce like Christ Ambassador engineers. But they are the best. They call it like power amp. They use the best in the world. Those are the ones that they are angry. It's not Kozak's metal. It's not the metal of this one they are using. No. Lab grouping. You can Google it. Very expensive. I love them. There are a lot of places I can work there. I can work in several units there, but I would rather obey God. It was, I can remember, that should be 2008 that I had clear. Stop going for the program. What is this? I told my area pastor then. He said, a demon is speaking to me. Then I couldn't tell him, Pastor, well, I know that this is a voice I've proven, not haphazard. Anybody that texts you that, I need a hanky if you have one. Anybody that texts you saying you is having issues to know who to marry, please, I beg you, the first thing you should do is to ask him or ask him heavily. People have been suffering from lack of edification in your shop all this while. You are not interested to know how to design to bless them. You now waited until you now saw one yellow girl and one ebony girl. Ah, God, what will I do? You should first, please, do Christianity if you ask such people. I don't reply them. It's lack of responsibility. So anyway, back to what I'm saying. Like, it is a voice I have proven. When it was, I first knew experientially that we must stop paying tithes. I will be taking the thing out. The scolding will be much. God, let me just drop this thing. Let me just drop it. I stopped dropping it. When I could not forbear again, well, I stopped dropping it. It was 2 years after that I understood. Praise God. Stopping demonic activities, part two. I'm sorry if you are following by live stream. We are just doing our own thing here since. Amen. So, in the night or early in the morning, whichever you call it, we studied our salvation, remember? Of course you should. So, how can man please God? Don't bother. Jesus is a pleasure of God. Just be in Christ. Christ is a pleasure of God. And we proceed now, saw the different shades, saw 1 John 1, verse 9 again. And so, to say, if you confess our sin, I'm taking it again for the sake of rejoice. If you confess our sin, what you are to confess is our sin. What you are to say is our sin. To confess our sin is to say our sin. That means to acknowledge that, yeah, sin is a common identity of humanity. To confess our sin is not to be mentioning the details. Details. It's not the confession in Yoruba when you say a wish is confessing. No. It's to say. We saw all the different shades. So what they were to say is our sin. That means you are saying I had sin, meaning I needed redemption. And the blood of Jesus, his son, does what? Cleanses such a man from all sins. Talking to the man that is saying he has not sinned. Are you with me, brother? Good. Say, I've been set above. So I can teach very well. So yesterday, on Wednesday, we saw stopping demonic activities one. And one thing I ensured, what I really drilled down was the fact that God needs you. Amen? Say, God needs me. Say, until I act, God does nothing. Remember Ezekiel 37, right? The valley of the dry bones. God has got all the power. He has got all the omnipotence. But he says, son of man, please, will you help me? Will you speak? Until the guy spoke, nothing was done. So that is why today, wow, don't worry, you will enjoy tomorrow. I will not tell you the topic yet. You will enjoy tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a speaking day in this place. Amen. You will talk. Ah, are you? You will talk. Oh. The Christian life is a speaking life. It's a speaking life. What do you want to see? Speak it. Don't just think it. Speak, 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 speak. You speak till you have spoken. Speak, you speak, you speak. About your health, speak. Never forget that Pastor Chris stuff. Keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Don't quit too soon. When you start confessing the word, don't have a stop date. Don't say, okay, I will confess it for a week. No. Start. Don't plan to stop. Act until your joy is what? Full. You know how you will know when to stop will be experience. Sorry, let me say it that way. Of course, you are not saying, God, give me. Thanks. Is that approved? It is your let your experience tell you when to stop. About your calling, just talk. But look, you can speak about your next month meeting. That is this month right now. You can spend 2 weeks, spend a minimum of 2 hours, just be saying men are blessed. Men are going back fired up. Just like in your office, just keep those words in your mouth. There are meetings then that we will just ensure that there is so much talking about it, talking. Such meetings, when at the opening session, the power of God is everywhere already. Wow. Pastor Nyaga said, the word of God was spoken and written down so that you can read and what? Speak. Psalm 91. I will say of the Lord. Say, I will say of the Lord. Say, I will say of what the Lord has done. So, church cannot be a quiet place, a place for comportment. We can be comported in anything but our speaking. Speaking. Okay, I still have over 3 sermons. All right, we are not going anywhere today. Stopping demonic activities too. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Why, if you didn't bring my water jar? Because it's passing away. You set me up, I set you up. Good. Well, why are you staring at? He's just trying to give me maximum concentration. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. But I fear, lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve, through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Deception, you can start writing. Deception is a tool of the devil. The word beguiled there is to deceive. He said, I fear lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve, through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So deception is a tool of the devil. That is how he keeps people in bondage. Deception is how the devil keeps people in what? Bondage. He is the accuser of the brethren. Follow me closely. I'll be saying several straight words. He wants you to doubt who God has made you. That is what he's after. He just wants you to doubt that your identity in God. He wants you to doubt. See, write this down clearly. The believer is not immune from the suggestions of the devil. You are not immune from the suggestion. Please, I beg you, these things you are learning, how it will sink deep down is to pick the same note, cage one of your friends somewhere, and teach him. That is how you'll be better. That is how you'll be able to reproduce this same sermon anywhere, any day. Pick that sermon note, pick a friend, load him up. Say, friend, do you have 1 hour today? I've got something for you. You are telling him to be opening. You are reading for him. You are explaining to him. That is the purpose of sermon notes. Apart from personally reflecting on it at all, you pick a friend. Let's do it together. Amen. Okay, so he is an accuser of the brethren. The believer is not immune from the suggestions of the devil, but you are born to resist his lies. Amen, amen. Say, I'm born again to resist the lies of the devil. Matthew 4 verse 2. And when you see stuff like what we are doing, like we are just singing gently, please, it's just time for you to open up. You don't come into that type of singing meeting sick and you leave sick. It's not needed. It doesn't make sense. You don't come fearful and you live fearful. You honor times in the spirit. Say, I honor times in the spirit. Say, I honor times that we give to the flow of the Holy Ghost. So it's that honor that will determine what comes out of it. Glory to God. So Matthew 4 verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards an hungered. Verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Please don't focus on the latter part. Don't focus on command that these stones be made bread. Focus on verse 3. If, at the beginning part, if you are the Son of God. So he wants Jesus to do things to prove a point to him. He wants him to do things to prove a point. If you are a son of God, why are you poor? Your mates are getting married. See your life. He wants you to do things to prove a point. If you are a son of God, come out this into be. If you are a son of God. And that's why some people now will now start emergency prayer. You know that that prayer is as a result of the whisper of the devil, maybe through your friend. Now say, God, I'm your son. I cannot be disgraced. And people must not ask, where is my God? What's a prayer point? What if they ask? Glory to God. So, you don't reply the devil with prayer points. You maintain your stand. I am who the Lord says I am. Say, I am who the Lord says I am. See, Matthew 4 verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you reply with what is written. You reply with what the Lord has said concerning you. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So he said, man will not live by bread alone, but by what God has said. So, what has the Lord said about Jesus? What is the word of God about Jesus? Just check the previous chapter, Matthew chapter 3. Just like maybe yesterday you came to church and you heard the reality of your redemption. You heard that, wow, you are the righteousness of God. Hey, guy, the devil will come to attempt to disprove your testimony. He will come. He will come. What has God said about Jesus? Matthew 3, 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Verse 17, I want to go, everybody. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom? Hallelujah. Jesus has not performed any miracle here. Yet God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The devil is saying, guy, do this to prove that you are a son of God. Jesus said, no, I am a son of God because that is just who I am. Hallelujah. I don't need to prove a point. I don't need to turn stone to bread to prove something to you. I am what I am, who I am, because of what God has said, not because of what I do. Are you with me, brethren? So the devil told him to do something to show he's a son of God. He said, no, without doing anything, I was already declared a son of God. I love that. He said, without doing anything, I was already declared a son of God. Don't live your life to prove a point. Don't do it to prove a point to the devil. Then we say, you are not holy enough. Say, how can you say I'm not holy enough? Hey, I only have two, since I've been born, I only have two boyfriends. Somebody has half 54. You are replying accusation. You will tell them, what's your business? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am who the Lord said I am. So, play the keyboard for me briefly. I am just who the Lord said I am. What do you have to prove a point? I have nothing. Do something to show you are a son of God. I am not doing anything. Majesty. Majesty. Your grace has found me.
Your grace has found me just as I am.
Empty handed,
but alive in your hands.
Empty handed.
Majesty.
Sing with me.
Majesty,
forever
I am changed.
Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty.
Empty-handed, yet I'm alive. I brought nothing to the table, yet he loves me. I love that song so much. You may be a good guy, a good girl, but empty-handed is how you are alive in his hands. In the presence of your majesty.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory.
I am pure and holy in you.
Amen. Thank you. Can I have your seat for now? Yeah. Empty-handed. You nothing, just nothing. You don't reply accusation. That is not the time to say, no. I am this. No. Just give the devil a dishi and let him go. Praise God. Romans 5, verse 6. That should be in the in Grace Nugget meeting that we had in Ibadan. That's when that song just really dawned on me. That's Pastor Nega ministry. It's empty-handed, yet we are alive. Nothing to bring to the table. Yet we are alive. Romans 5 verse 6. For when we are yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 7. For scarcely for a righteous man we won't die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. Verse 8. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for. 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. See verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved. That's strong. That is strong. Can you see the impossibility of you going to hell? Because when you are still a sinner, he died for you. Now say much more. Say much more. Ah ha ha. There was a time he was looking for you to reconcile you. How much more now that you are inside reconciliation? When do you think the Lord will be more? You are now inside. The love that God is using to pursue you up and down, now you are inside the love. Now you are inside. Sorry, this topic does not yet sound like a demonic topic yet. So without bringing anything to the table, you are justified. Titus 3 verse 4. Some people, when you just see something demon, they will just quickly rush to it and they will still be missing Christ. You now give them one small devil somewhere. Sorry, that's it. Titus 3 verse 4. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior towards man appeared, verse 5, not by the works of righteousness, which, come on, some people are not yet there. Again, Titus 3 verse 5. Now tomorrow, just be prepared to minister healings, to minister to everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People who are not here, we give them the fruit of our retreat. Okay, yes. Verse 4 and 5, want to go? Yes, let's read. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior towards man appeared, 5, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing, verse 6, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Say, I don't care what the devil has God to say. Say, I don't care who he is using to speak. Say, I don't care where the accusations were coming from. Say, I don't live my life to prove a point to the devil. I am who I am, just like that. I am who I am, that because that is who the Lord has made me. I may not look acceptable to you, but I am good enough for him. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4 verse 9. Never plan to be good enough for the accuser. You can't be.
Just like it is useless for our president to try to just appease some people. It's useless. He will never be good enough for some people, right? I'm not saying he's doing too well. But I'm saying, even if he improves drastically in all the wanting areas tomorrow, he will still not be good enough for some people. So don't live your life looking for acceptance. Live from acceptance. Live because you are accepted. Say, I live from acceptance, from acceptability. Hebrews 4 verse 9. Oh, thank you, Father. This flow is strong. You know, I'm just trusting God. With your, like, trusting God. Maybe perhaps this time next year, we should have a venue that should have decent bedroom. So I can just lock you. That's just my passion. I just want to see you locked up for 3 days. I'm desiring it. All right, okay. I want to see you locked up Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just like salvation, one way in, no going out. Shut you in. Like, it's just my desire. Eh? Place that you'll be at least more than 10, like 10, more than 10 stories, so you can go to and fro. Not like Satan. I just would love to see that. Just to, you must know Jesus. You must know him. Ah, you will know him. Hebrews 4 verse 9. Somebody say, who will pay? I will collect the money from you in heaven. You think it's fun? You are suing. Please don't quote me. Hebrews 4 verse 9. There remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. Say rest. What is the meaning of rest in your own local dialect? Sorry, Jerry. Let's give him another language, please. Yoruba. This is not Yoruba church, I've told you. Huh? Sorry, Jerry. Easy. Hey. Wow. Otu, Abi. Otu. Utu, Utu. Amen. What is the meaning of rest? Rest. Oh, lovely. Verse 10. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Hallelujah. Some of you, you try to cast out a demon, and the demon is asking, how many sins did you commit last week?
I say, hey, I've entered one chance. Oh.
Hallelujah. And you are thinking, it's because I didn't pray last night. Joy, is your pastor that needs how long you pray, not the demon? Not a demon. Yeah. The demon does not need your hours in prayer. It is the man that is discipling you that needs that one. Know who what needs. Like, everybody needs different things in this life. I hope you know. God wants you to believe. Pastor wants you to grow. Demon just wants you to speak. The requirements to, in quotes, to please your pastor, don't carry that before a demon. Don't carry that before the sick. The sick is not looking for how long you have prayed. He's just looking for that word of authority to come out of your mouth. That's all. Remember the story of Eli? He was backsliding already. Anna came to him. He was even abusing the lady. At the end of the day, he just spoke. He just spoke. And that was it. So know who needs what. What does God need? Believe in his son. What does your pastor need? To pray, to fast, to meditate, to
to evangelism, to be locked up, not to bring a backslidden sister for marriage. No, not he's just. I think he's the one that is the biggest problem in your life, Abby. But a demon does not need all those ones. All he needs is the word. Jade, come out. Get out. Get away. Move. Out. Evaporate. Sublime. Disappear. Don't come back. Sharp words! Come on, Ibe! Offer, thank you. Local girl, your dad is a herbalist. Amen. If you come to church and I tell you something, I tell you to evaporate, I will evaporate you. But when a demon, before he starts to say, you the pastor gave you a son, you slap the demons first. Now if you can slap as much, are you the pastor? Get out. Hallelujah. Yay. Hallelujah. Yay. I love what that should be Pastor Chris. They were casting out the demand. He said, no, the woman said, add one property that is mine. One property that is mine. I said, okay, now tell go and bring that thing. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's a shame or something. Say, yes, this thing is what connects us to the kingdom. Say, this thing is mine. I claim it back. Say, this thing, say, I'm not giving it to you. I seize it. You're a liar. You go. It's yours. I'll be okay. I take it from you. You are a thief. Me, I'm a bigger thief. Now I take it. Oh, glory to God. So we are in rest, okay? We operate from rest. Like, know your pastor, know your savior, and know the demon. They're all different. They don't need the same thing. Say righteousness speaks louder. So don't get too tired. I've permitted water, so if you want to take water, just take water. Don't disturb anybody. Take water, but focus. Say righteousness speaks louder. Yeah. I've told you, Satan hated the truth. He hated our Jesus. He had a strong disdain for the new creation. Because now we have the dominion he was eyeing in Genesis. Amen? He hated God's plan for redemption. Wow. Remember in Exodus, he entered Pharaoh and caused lots of the male Jews to be slain. The funniest one was that of Herod. When Jesus was born, Herod, I didn't think Herod may not be less than 50 years old. So when do you think this one, even if a king is born, when do you think he will come and overthrow you? Why that quick reaction? For you to know that is the devil. They slain every from how many years down? 2 years down. Wow. That's the devil, amen. That's the devil. That's not God. I hope you know. God did not allow that. I'm coming back in those our Job and Genesis says. God, you don't say God, God, well, God knows, yeah, but he just, God did not do it, but God allowed it. No, he did not allow it. What happened? God could not disallow it because the three wise men allowed it. Why did they go back? I mean, why did they branch there at all? You are going on a divine mission. I say, let's pay the president a visit. Is it the one that sent you? Praise God. So he had a strong hatred for our Jesus. He did everything he could to stop
your redemption, to stop his resurrection. Everything possible. Imagine, Jesus has died. He is in the grave. He entered the high priest again. He said, go and tell. I say, we had a strong deception. He said, this guy will rise up from the dead. He said, okay, let's go and cover the tomb. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't know that he will not need an open tomb to come out of the grave. Hallelujah. He was ignorant of the resurrection body. Glory. A body that will walk through walls. He was ignorant. If the prince of this world had known, he wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. So God already declared him doomed, judged, and banished. Write that down. God already declared him doomed, judged, and banished. So we don't show him love. There is no love for Satan, brethren. You don't walk in love towards Satan. Nope. You don't walk in love towards Satan. Genesis 3, verse 9. We are here to carry out that order of him being doomed, judged, and banished. The new creation carries out that order. See Genesis 3, verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I have heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Verse 11. And he said, who told thee that thou art naked? Art thou eating of the tree? Wherefore I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat. Verse 12. And the man said, the woman whom thou givest to me, and she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. 13. Hold on. Oh, remember what I told you about verse 12? At the Divine Assembly, you remember? You are not a Divine. Okay. But, it was hidden for a long time. This is the problem. It's Adam. But see, when the serpent brought the fruit to Eve, did Eve question the serpent? Huh? Yes, now. Did Eve was rejected? Huh? Did she make a stand? So, what did the epistle say about Eve? She was deceived. Be God, right? But you never say Adam was deceived. When Eve brought the thing to Adam, did Adam question Eve? Did you question what is happening? So it's an error that is as old as the earth, as old as creation, to blame women for the fall of man. I've told you it's either Adam has been eating of the fruit before. Oh, who remember the second thing? And don't forget, as the case of unbelief, it is not immediately that judgment comes. Think about Pharaoh, long-suffering. God was patient until the last straw came. It was through Moses anyway. So what you saw in this Genesis 3 was just the final thing that just messed up the whole show. Why should you push the blame to the woman? So it will not be too difficult to know why this thing is written like that. Who wrote this book? Moses. I know those guys, they have an anti-feminist, anti-lady spirit, like something like that. Like, the law already pushed down women. The law, so you will find that shade in part of this communication. But don't worry, we are going to see that much more in a series that will come later in the year. Praise God. pick it again from chapter 1, take it through to chapter 3 again. Are you with me? So, see verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is it that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me. Wow. Adam said, the woman gave me. Eve said, the serpent what? Deceived me. And I asked, but verse 14. Want to go with verse 14? And Lord said to the serpent, what is it that thou hast done? Is it what is there? To Adam, he asked, why do you do this? To the woman, he said, what is it that thou hast done? To the serpent, he said, why have you done this, right? Because thou hast done this. So, this is Moses writing. Some things are missing. An excuse was allowed for the man. He didn't say the excuse was tenable or not tenable. He just allowed an excuse to be on ground. Hey, that's mercy, praise God. Now, there's a way I love to explain mercy and grace, but I say mercy is an excuse for God to bless you. Some excuses are very, 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 they don't make sense. But it's just an excuse for God to bless you. So, verse 14, and the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou art done this, thou art caused above all cattle and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly thou shalt go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of your life. So he didn't ask the devil, why do you do that? He sent straight judgment. There is no forgiveness for the devil. All he will ever find with our God is judgment. There is no forgiveness. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Samson, am I too strange for you? Good guy. All he will ever find before our God is judgment. Of course, with his fallen angels. There will be no peace, no harmony between the devil and the saints. Don't expect any. That is why he said you should flee persecution. There is no harmony between the devil and the saints. So you can't romance him. Amen. Amen. A possessed man must not stay long around you. You evict the demon. Not the man. They should not enter the same bus with you. Cast out the alien. He's an alien on earth. He's an alien in a woman body. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a day. Second Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Or what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will walk in them, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Say no concord. Say no concord. Say we are always opposite. Say I am not at par with demons. So we don't just stay on our own. We sought after their territories and we disgrace him there. We sought after his territories and we disgrace him there. Exodus 17 verse 14. We set the captives free. Oh, hallelujah. A demon. Don't get tired. Come on. Don't get tired. Take water. Take water. Where's the Bible? You dropped it. Drop your salvation. What if the Lord comes now? Where will you go? Will you be ready where the Lord shall come? I will be. Bratolu, I will be. Keep on wearing your trousers. Keep on wearing earring, my sister. Jesus is coming back again. Are you ready? Are you? My brother. Yes.
Amen. You guys will accuse us. Exodus 17:14. I don't know how that would be prayer points. Out of that one, and there is something that makes me come. Which one is better? I think second one is. How can you? Because that should be a funeral song. Keep on, like you are threatening somebody. It's praise and worship. Keep Jesus. You are saying, don't worry, be doing it. Jesus is coming. He will prepare you. Praise and worship. Everybody, don't stand. You know, you can't stand up singing. Can you dance to such a song? Let's sit down there. Straight face. Exodus 17:14. Say, I set the captives free. Oof. I preached a message. I stood and he was born to set the captives free. Born to set the captives free. Exodus 17:14. I'm not scared to look at that note. I may find some unbelief inside the message. 17:14. Are you there, brethren? Come on, slowly. And the Lord said unto Moses, please, let's read together, everybody. Write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. 16. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will make war with Amalek from generation. Without going far, that is simply an echo of the judgment of the devil. God loves the Amalekites. Okay? But in them being an enemy to Israel, they put themselves as a type of the enemy of God's redemption plan. You get that? Let me pick that again. It's not the Amalekites that God is saying he hated. How the communication, don't forget, God who has diverse times and sundry times are what? Diverse manner. This is one of the diversity. God was telling Moses about how there will never be peace between the ones in Christ, God and the devil, because of what he did. But the best way Moses could understand and express it is to say, there will be war with the Amalekite from generation to generation. But me and you now knew that when Jesus came, he said, for God so loved the world, including the Amalekites. So, what you saw there is not a special judgment for the Amalekites. So I said, in them being an enemy to Israel, they put themselves as a type of the enemy of God's redemption plan. Now, so although God said he will utterly put an end to the Amalekites, but how? He will make war with them from what? Generation to generation. Why? Why didn't he just say, I will put an end to them? He said, I will make war with them from generation to generation. See Genesis 3 verse 15. Are you getting something today? Genesis 3 verse 15. And I will put what? Enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise. So you can see, he said, you and the woman, his seed and your seed. Wow. So that would mean he's talking about something that we continue after now. Oh, glory to God. So, say, casting out of demon has been handed over to me. Say, disgracing the devil is part of my redemptive commission. Focus on that. Although he said, I will put them out utterly, but I will do it. I will not destroy the devil at once. I will disgrace him every generation. Hallelujah.
Oh, our generation who will not fail. Amen. Some generations failed in those 1700, 1600, when there was massive pestilence all around, dark ages. You know, people, you can just see a sickness just come, 50,000 people just die in the community. Remember John G. Lake in South Africa? The sickness will just come and me and people will just die. Polio. Several generations failed. But no, we are far from failure. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus, by his death, has destroyed the devil. See Hebrews 2 verse 14. Oh, lovely, lovely. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then, he will utterly put an end to the Amalekites. But it will be done by what? From what? Generation to generation. Every generation. See Hebrews 2 verse 14. For as much then as what? Children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is who? The devil. Hallelujah. Through his what? His death. So Jesus dies that he might destroy the devil. So this is my question. Has the devil been destroyed? Has the devil been destroyed? So now, he didn't only destroy him, he also elevated his previous victims. See verse 15. He also elevated his previous victims. See verse 15. And delivered them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. My God. Oh, glory to God. So we are the one to keep bruising the head of a destroyed being. Now the devil has been destroyed, but you have a duty. Bruising. Bruising. Because he has been destroyed, we disgrace him further. I've told you one of the testimonies that were not common under the Old Testament was casting out of demons. We have few instances, but they were not that common. But when Jesus came, they have been everywhere. Demons have been having, they have demon conference, demon fiesta, you know, they wine and dine. They are just so convenient. They were so much. And when Jesus came, say, 4,000 years of possessions. Some demons, they were so generational. They are just, you know, following some people, you know. Romans 16:20. Now, why did he say from generation to generation? Because spirits don't go into extinction. That God destroyed the devil does not mean there is no more devil. Write it down. Spirits don't go into extinction. To destroy something in Bible's terminology is different from to render something extinct. Maybe there are some race of animals that they are already extinct. That is different from being from destroyed. Spirits don't go into extinction. Romans 16:20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Now, the word shortly there, that is from the Greek word takos. T-A-C-H-O-S. Well, it's talking about the quickness, the speed. Talking about how soon God will do it, not how long. Get what I'm saying there, brother? You get what I'm saying there? When he's saying the Lord will bruise Satan under your feet shortly, it does not mean that the Lord will bruise Satan under your feet for a short while. It means, no, in a little while from now, the Lord will bruise Satan under your feet. It talks about the speed, how soon God will do it. Amen? Are you with me? So Hebrews 2:15 said he delivered them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So casting out of demons is also we carrying out the judgment of the devil. As you have seen in everything that is happening, in e.g. in salvation, there is God's part, there is what? Man's part. What is God's part? He sent Jesus, he died for our sins, right? What is man's part? Man received not only that. What is the preacher's part? You take the message to the sinner, right? You take the sinner to the message. How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach if they are not sent? So the preacher's duty is to take that message of the finished work to the sinner. So also about the devil, by the death of Jesus, the devil has been destroyed. That is Jesus' part. Amen. He has rendered him powerless. He rose from the dead. But the preacher's part is to what? Cast out demons. Say, I cast out demons. Say, I can discern and cast out. Say, I can forcefully evict. Good God. So God does this today through us based on what he has done in redemption. When we cast out demons, we just gave amplitude to the victory of Christ. The same way when you don't preach the gospel, it looks like Jesus did not die. Don't you know? When the message is lost, when there is no message going around, it will look like Jesus has not died. It will look like there is no power of God available. So also, when you don't cast out demons, it will look like Jesus has not destroyed him. But he has. Amen. Say yes. Say yes. Say, I give amplitude to the victory of Christ. Say, I am in the seed of the woman. We bruise the head of the serpent. Isaiah 61 verse 1. See, your makeup repels demons. That is why by your words, you can easily relocate them. Because by your presence alone, they are irritated. You are light, man. Light and darkness, they don't cohabit. They don't cohabit. Say, my presence repels demons. You are a demon repellent. Amen. Isaiah 61 verse 1. Come on, you have done 12 hours, more than 12 hours already. You need to endure for another 6. It's not Selena, it's straightforward. Are we Jerry my car? Isaiah 61 verse 1. I love this. We're going to read this together. I think we read this in the vigil, right? Somebody read this to us in the vigil. That should be the prayer contractor. 61 verse 1. 1, 2, let's read. Yes. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach good things. Stop. Read, I want you to read it with charisma. Amen? You ought to be bubbling when you read the word. Just bubble. This is your club, man. You understand how I feel? Huh? You understand me? Is man hot? Is man hot? Okay. So this is your, Pastor Seku will say, this is your playground. You just put stop. He's talking about you now. You say, it's Peter Elias. It's not upon you. Amen. You say it. Baba, sit up, Jared. Let's say this. One, two, go. Verse one. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken hearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison. Verse 1 again, read again, 1, 2, go. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison door to them that are bound. Woo! Amen. Who can read it like T.D. Jakes? Who can?
Ah, you're all ignorant.
Let's pray the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe it will make it real to you. Let's read verse 2, yes? To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Skip the next one. To comfort all the men. Hallelujah. If you don't understand why I said you should skip it, go and read the one that Jesus quoted. Amen. Okay, verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of journey for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Wow! Shout wow! Says, this is me. Say, behold me. This is who I am. Check me out. Glory to God. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, we preach the gospel. We evict demons. See, sickness too is evil. Particularly when you see repetitive sickness. It's an oppression of the devil. Like, he said, like, I love those details of Isaiah 61. Some people, they were just, Sister Mimi that talked about just this family, the woman is always in church, but couldn't walk. And no very dutiful, no very religious, and serving God with her heart. But yeah, that's, she'll be feeling that something. Am I even sure that this God is hearing? There'll be a nagging fear. Am I even there? Why is he refusing to heal me? And where was that? And she just went to the house. Okay, let's pray together. Keep praying. Ah, madam, take this leg now. And she took it. Take the other one. And suddenly, the pastor of the whole area now call her. Say, please, who are you? Praise God. Say, bring joy to communities. I know trust now. I know you trust me now. You now ask the guy. And I say, oh, sir, say you have been collecting the offering of this woman all this while. He said, why are you not preaching? And you are preaching a language that she didn't understand. And you didn't plan for an interpretation for them all these years. The man answered, I am sent to the literate community. But you can collect the tithe of a non of the illiterate. See your life. Oh, see what compassion will do in you. Communities will marvel. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, don't say I'm not there. You are there. Woo! Say I'm there.
I'm there.
Ah, can I be where? I love His grace days are here. Incurable disease, they are an oppression. Some diseases, they are devil's project. Demon's project. Some special virus. I'm serious. They are demon's project. When you just see a sickness that you just take out, suddenly just take out. No. The devil has been crushed. Crushed head. His head is paper. We trample upon it. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. He makes noise because he's defeated. Just like, I don't know if you have watched a Mike Tyson fight before. I think Mike Tyson would knock some people down. He still wants to do. He maintain. Hallelujah. That's what he's doing. He's defeated. He's making noise because he's defeated. Praise God. Now, thank you, Lord Jesus. See, when you don't give yourself opportunities to do this, you will bat fear in yourself. When you don't look for opportunities to do this, you will simply bat fear in yourself. That fear is not of God. But, see, we cannot always downplay our experience. Don't say, don't worry, I will not seek for any avenue to cast out demons. But the day there is demon, I will just cast him out. See, your experience, don't always downplay your experience. Don't always plan to have experiences like that. You get me? Don't worry, you are who you are because of who God has made you. But seek avenue. Look for where there is demon. They're not here. But she means, are they here? They like this. Seek, look for where there are demons. Remember that testimony of Zebra something? Is that not in Ibadan? That roundabout. Is that not you worry yourself? Yeah. Like, just create an uproar on a T junction. Mad, cripple. It's your Lord. Say, I seek opportunities. There are days that you'll be so crazy. A madman will pass by, you follow him. You'll follow him until you corner him to a corner. Say, yes, I'm here. In the name of Jesus. If you've not done it before, something's not shocking you. Yeah, he's always going, you to follow him. Say, I'm who I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No, that's why we are here. When you are done today, you are man will be yours. Matthew 5:13. Look for opportunities. Grace, joy. Say, I am an ambassador of joy. I think that should be part three as we are going there. Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth. Say, but if the salt has lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out, to be trodden under the foot of men. 14. Want to go, everybody? You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. 16. Want to go, everybody? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. So you are the light of the world for good works. Casting out of demons is part of lighting up your world. It's part. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He didn't give him the Holy Ghost and power. He gave him the Holy Ghost. Therefore, with the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus went about what? Doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen, amen. Catalyvosa velorasti gibilia macandala ba so vivete, yebo satiro sitete, so patako serise colios te gibilia raase bali. It's for somebody at this side. Don't allow the previous curse of your past to defeat you in this ministry. Don't allow the seeming defeat of the past to take away the conscience of this ministry. No, don't allow that. I'm talking to you here. Don't allow that. Kati rasi vikata tati tata. Lani kesa. Stand strong again. Malira sige pile ma zapale ma. Is somebody on this roll? Lara kati le ma zapale ma kasige bi de de. Kozati ketile brozu polu rasi pole ma. Okay. Malibo sati. Shati la ba sati. Lara kata pola ba zati ke limata. Liko sukasti kofiste. Don't allow those previous cars of the past to take away this ministry from you. As for somebody on that row, take it. You don't allow that. Run with it again. Say, I run with it again. Say, Oh, glory. Revenge is permitted. Revenge is permitted. Not only will you never be oppressed of the devil again, you will go around delivering others. Delivering others. Now, get this. I said this in passing in two days ago. I said, where legalism is in play, demons are plenty. Where legalism is in play,
Demons are plenty. Because legalism breeds weak Christians, fearful, always looking inadequate, never feeling sufficient.
But that's not your story, brethren. That is not your story. What is your own story? 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Second Corinthians 3 verse 4. Once you go, let's read. And such trust have we through Christ to God word. Verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Verse 6. Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is why we cast out demons in the name of Jesus. We are able ministers. We are ministers with ability. His victory is our victory. Oh, he triumph, we triumph. He is far above, we are far above. When he triumph, we also did. So where you see motivational speaking going, sermons going, demons are plenty. Demons are in play. They may look touche, they may look touche, but they will be treating cancer. Carrying the boys of Egypt. Acquired to refire cannot cast out demons. Queen's English cannot, it cannot. Matthew 10 verse 8. Say, I have been commissioned to stop demonic activities. You're going to face somebody, of course, as usual. You dread us. You will read this to somebody as you are smiling because it is his commission. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because that is the guy's commission. You smile and you read it to somebody. Want to go? Matthew 10, verse 8. Yes, let's read. Yes, want to go? Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received. Freely. That lady is not smiling enough. Face another smiling, white-teethed brother. Want to go? Yes. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Ooh, amen, amen. Glory to God. No, they are not in hierarchy. You don't prefer one to the other. Just do it. Amen. And funny enough, you know the disciples there, they were not even born again yet. They have not received the Spirit of God. Yes, they could do all that by what we call the power of atoning. Like, they borrowed from the power of the new creation. No, John 1 verse 12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the Son of God. But you, that is not your own story. You don't have the right to be the Son of God. Who are you? You are a Son of God right now. That's why 1 John 3 verse 2 said, behold now, what manner of love are the Father's so upon us, that we should be called the what? Sons of God. Verse 3 now said, behold, now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. Say now, am I a son of God? Luke 24, 49. Say, I have inherent power. There they use borrowed power, but you, it is your own power. See, it's not your fault that you have not been doing all this while. It is what you have been used to. It's because of all you have been used to. It's not your fault. So don't blame yourself. But it's time to start walking in power. To walk in righteousness. To walk in unmistakable authority. Authority that cannot be mistaken for gimmicks. Authority that they cannot gainsay. Power that cannot be counterfeited. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I said you open where? Luke 24, 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father. This is the promise of the Holy Ghost, see? Unto you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem, until you be what? Endued. Say, endued. Say, endued. That's the way it sounds in the Greek. Say, endued. It means you are clothed. Until you wear a garment of power.
So a man that has the Holy Ghost, does he lack power? No. Say, I have been clothed. I have been clothed with a garment of power. Say, I have been clothed with a garment of power. Acts 1 verse 8. Say, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be what? My witness. What's the word of, witness there? Evidence. Witness there does not primarily mean preaching the gospel. It means you will be a living proof that I am not dead. Hallelujah. Now when Jesus came, the first thing he did, he disgraced demons. And, and at the end of the day, they caught him. They said they killed him. They said, okay, don't worry. He's gone now. He said, don't worry. You guys will be the proof that I am not dead. So how do you prove that Jesus is not dead? You cast out demons. Amen. You do the works of Jesus. John 14 verse 12. Very, very, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater, say he shall do also. Say he shall do also. Say I do also. Say all Jesus did, I do also. Say I do also. Say I do also. Oh, amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Father. Alias take a valley, rest take a valley, the sobe taka raise a balan like his toga bala. Yes, Sophie, colito, pa, 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 la, teketo, tansto, vanta, pa, pa, pa. Ah! He, he. Lina, o se valley, rosta, ke polato, ba, patates, toga vite, toste, late, costeke, folaras, te copala, rozo, pelemo, zapalemo. Ko, ko, la, bo, manani, rosteke, pale, malabala, manamase, balabla, teda, toza, tete, teda, toza, tete, place on mind for me. Leko, leko, rate, po, pase, po, tete, leko, tafroliste, lide, to, rasto, bala, bala, bate. Ta. Oh. To te to like volare. Ze volike to la dada. Oh, glory. So, now, listen to me carefully. We don't operate power at the expense of edification. I'm closing now. We don't operate power at the expense of what? Edification. We learn how to heal the sick without faulting the character of God. Notice I use the word learn. That's why you're in church. You learn how to do it without faulting the character of God. Like I told you last time, that's why you don't need to use stick to beat the man that is possessed with demons. To get out the demons. And you don't need to tell somebody to go and drink water from the gutter. Your words is enough to whip out a demon. See my words. Whips out demons. So you don't oppress the oppressed further. The oppressed does not need further oppression. Don't beat him up. Set him free. Ah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Late polaro stagapa. Katilara stokopala mazupala balaba 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 stokopala masate. See, we do things here for learning. When you get healed in church, it's to further embody you to minister healing to your friends. It's not intended to stop there. It's not a show. When you get healed in the church, yes, it's the children's bread, but it's to further embody you to take it out. Ha ha! Don't take it out. I take out healings. I take out power. I take out miracles. I take out healings. I take out power. I take out miracles. Miracles. Miracles every day. Miracles everywhere. I take out healings. I take out healings. Power. I take out power. Miracles. I take out miracles. Miracles every day. I take out healings. I take out healings. What about power? I take out power. I take out miracles. Miracles every day. Help me to do it very well.
I take out power. I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere. I take out healings. I take out power.
Miracles.
I take out miracles. Miracles every day. I take out healings.
I take out power.
I take out power. I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere. I take out healings.
Take out power.
I take out powers. I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere.
I take out healings, yeah.
I take out healings.
You take out power, yeah.
I take out power.
You take out miracles.
I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere.
I take out healings, yeah.
I take out healings.
I take out power.
I take out power.
Some miracles.
I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere.
Take it out.
I take out power.
Take it out.
I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I take out healings.
I take out power.
I take out power. I take out miracles. I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere.
I take out healings, yeah.
I take out healings.
I take out.
I take out powers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere.
Amen.
Things happen as I laid my hands. My hands. I never without power. Things happen as I lay my hands.
During the break, I am to compose that into the song. I take out miracles, yeah.
Take out miracles.
Take out healings, yeah.
Take out healings.
I take out power.
I take out power.
I take out miracles.
Take out miracles, miracles everywhere.
When you put your hand, you shorten the distance of power. You make it faster.
Miracles everywhere.
When you lay hands, it's your spirit.
Take out power.
You are doing it body, soul, and spirit.
Miracles everywhere.
When you lay hands, you are doing it body, soul, and spirit.
I take your power.
Body, soul, and spirit, yeah.
Take your miracles. Miracles everywhere.
Because your spirit goes out with you.
I take out healing.
You don't leave him at home.
I take out power.
The spirit of power.
I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere.
I take out healing. He's who you are.
Take out
God power.
Miracles.
I thank God miracles.
Miracles.
Miracles everywhere.
I take out
healing.
I move out with it, yeah.
I take out power.
It's the atmosphere of miracles.
I take out miracles.
Miracles.
Miracles everywhere.
Yeah, Papa, lock us together.
Take out healing.
You know how you do.
Take out power.
Take out miracles.
Take out miracles.
Yeah, Papa.
Miracles everywhere.
Take out
miracles,
take out
miracles everywhere.